Welcome back into another Boone Area Chamber of Commerce 20 Good Minutes feature with one of our candidates for Boone Town Council. This episode, we are talking with Benjamin Ray, running for one of the council seats here this year in what is a very crowded election. So, Ben, thanks for joining us here. We'll give you the easy one to start with. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what has motivated you to run for council this time around?
Sure, David. Thank you. I originally grew up in Wilmington, North Carolina, and went to NC State and worked in the retail business with Food Lion for many years in management, and then took a long break from school, went back to Lees McRae College while I was actually working full-time with Food Lion. So I was going to Food Lion during the day and then Lees McRae in the evening to finish my degree in business. That was after a 10-year hiatus from school. And after that, I got my real estate license, quit Food Lion, got into real estate full time 10 years ago, and have never looked back. Really love the business, love dealing with clients and working out opportunities and issues. You know, every transaction, every deal has something that comes up. As easy as it might seem on the front end, there's always something that comes up, it seems. But I love it. I have a passion for real estate. Like I said, I've been in it for 10 years. I've lived in the high country for 15 years and in Boone proper for 9 years. And so I used to live behind New Market Center in one of those neighborhoods. And now I live off of Stadium Drive on a little side road named Ferncliff Road, only 4 houses on it. And my house turned over after being built in the 60s by the Farthings. And I bought that from the Farthings. I was the first one, I think, to buy a house on that road since they were built in the 60s. So it's a pretty sweet spot. I love being in town. I could walk down to games if I need to at ASU. But love real estate. I've been an investor for longer than I've been an agent. And that's kind of my background getting in as a real estate agent was just investing and really having dealings with agents that maybe weren't the most pleasant and kind of let down in some ways and thought there may be some opportunities to get into the career and be a good agent that, you know, just really was a hustler and honest with my clients and really try to do them right by every deal. So I also have a wedding venue, that event venue space off the parkway. It's where Wilkes, Ash, and Watauga line all meet in that area. Phillips Gap, Binge Gap area, if you know that area. It's called Wonderlust Acres. And last year was my first year. So just really starting to get it cranking up. It's also my playground. I come out here and work a lot. That's actually where I'm sitting now. In front of this fireplace. I'm here in the venue now. So I had to meet a couple here and I've just been outside working a little bit. So a little bit about me growing up was I grew up on welfare, a single parent home, me and my brother, and always had to work pretty hard to get things done in life and never had anything given to me. I had lots of great people in my life that supported and backed me up and really believed in me, but really had to work hard just in everything I've done to get anything done. And so I'm going into that with the council, really as someone who's a hard worker, willing to do the tough things to get things done, willing to deal with people. I'm a very A-type personality and I don't shy away from problems and confrontation. And so I'm okay, you know, working hard for some time to get things done for our local businesses and our locals that live here full time. And I think for me, the big reason I got in was timing. I feel like this time, this race is very pivotal for the town of Boone. And I think there's some great things that can happen for this town if we have the right leadership in place. And I do feel good that there's a couple other like-minded business owners such as me, and business people that I believe will really hopefully pave the path if we all get elected to something that is a really good vision for our town. I feel like vision has been lacking, and I feel like that's something that we need So I'm getting in really at the encouragement from many local businesses who reached out to me and a few other guys and said, hey, what do you think about running this year? And I've always shied away from politics because I'm so busy in life and what I'll do. I just, you know, I want to give it up my all. And I feel like you have to put a lot of time into it. You can't do it just something on the side. And I feel like now it's a sacrifice, but now is the time to do it because we have so many seats turning over on the council and we actually have a great opportunity to set a great track for the future here. So.
Well, so with that said, dovetails nicely into the next question. What are some of your top priorities if elected to this office?
So for me, being in real estate as an investor and as an agent and an owner of a brokerage, I really see housing as one of my number one priorities. And particularly for our locals in town who have a really hard time finding affordable rental housing that are in great shape and really good for families or couples. I think most of our housing, it seems, is kind of geared toward our student population. And because of that, there are definitely some opportunities to create better housing, if not new housing, at least some better housing options for what we do have already, maybe redeveloping those things into some better options for our locals, our professionals, who are the backbone of this town. And many of them have to drive quite a ways to get into work because it's not affordable in town. And so I want to figure that problem out. I know it's going to take time and working together with the county and some other federal agencies to figure out grants and, you know, talking with other towns who are trying to do this as well. And I think affordable housing is probably my number one for locals, and also housing for off-campus students. This is also real estate related. I personally own a few rental properties, some of which are student rentals. And I believe there's been some problems for a long time with our students not having really good places to live, a standard of living that's kind of let go for students. And I think there's probably some things that we need to do with our management companies and our landlords to help get them on track to provide a better, safe environment for our students to live in, an environment that is kept up and taken care of. And I think there should be a better transparency and maybe even a liaison of some sort with the campus where students can reach out and have a voice of their living conditions and have someone on the council who can help be a force and someone that can work together as a team with some of these property management companies to help get them back into our standard rental code that we should have for all living situations. So.
This particular council, and you alluded to it a little bit in your intro, will have some major projects on its plate that will be transformative as we look at where the community is going in the next couple of decades. Two of those projects, the Bolick property from a municipal services standpoint and the Howard Street development downtown, I'd like to talk about now. What are your goals for these projects and how will you work to not only seek input from town residents, but as you alluded to, a lot of folks drive in to work in some of these areas? How will you solicit that input as well from people that might not necessarily be Town of Boone taxpayers, but do spend quite a lot of time in and around those facilities?
So I think, you know, regarding the Bolick property, I do believe that's a great opportunity for combining some offices with the county and towns, having that kind of space out there. And, you know, trying to figure out our real estate holdings that the town has and not just maybe selling them off quickly, but figuring out a way to see if there's a possibility for our town when they get out of these other real estate holdings into the new property to maybe use those for redeveloping into multifamily housing and some, you know, other business opportunities for that real estate rather than just selling it off to someone who might put in a chain restaurant in there that, you know, we might not really have to have. I feel like that would be a great opportunity related to the Bullock property, just freeing up these real estate holdings and using them for, and let the town hold these and let them be cash flow properties potentially for the town. If there's a way to do this where we have some really good multifamily options on these pieces of real estate. As far as Howard Street and downtown in general, I think for me, the revitalization of downtown is important and good planning. And I also think, we have a lot of good businesses trying to do great things in downtown. And there's a lot of roadblocks that seem to come up when they're planning and developing that shouldn't be there. I think we should be a team as a town working with businesses and really figuring out a vision for the downtown rather than just putting up roadblocks that make things really difficult for business owners and entrepreneurs to grow and keep their vision going. I do think our parking is an issue. So, as we look at Howard Street and some of these other things going on, we need to think about parking and really put some time on that because it really is a major issue in downtown and it hurts the flow of traffic as well. I like to see a little more seamless branding, I think, of Boone as well in our streetscapes and our intersections and just having a little more coherent feel to the town and figuring out what that might look like for the future. And same with our park system. I think, if we can get some money put towards our parks, some real money, we could do some great things for the locals coming in and for our tourists that are coming in as well. Give them a great space outside to play and do things. So,
A lot of what you've talked about thus far kind of boils back down to relationship management, right? To be able to get things done, you need to have good relationships. So as you anticipate a potential move to council, what is your thought on the town council's relationship with town staff, residents, the university, the county? Where do you see some opportunity to bring relationship management to a town council seat?
So I would say my common sense platform I'm running on is really what we need. I don't think it's something that is very complicated. I think we just need to really hear each other out, find out where people are coming from and work together for a common goal. And I don't think that's happening right now. I feel like when I listen to people and they talk about the council, it's frustration is what I'm hearing. And it's around a disconnect from the council to the greater population of people and how they're feeling about things. And I'm not going to get into COVID and all the mask thing, anything like that. But there are other views besides the few people on that council. And those views have been even voiced in our council meetings and they just get moved right on, to the next topic, without really addressing how these people feel about what's going on. And I think we need a council that actually is involved in the community, in business. They understand what the locals and the professionals are concerned about and not fear. There's a fear, I think, between the town and the council. I've heard from some of the members in our town, that it just there's not this feeling of teamwork that if they make a wrong move that the council could maybe have some repercussions, or they're not willing to really think for themselves or think outside the box because of some fear. And I don't think that belongs on a council. I think we need to be people that are really standing behind our town management and really trying to throw a vision. And I think vision is everything. I think those who are entrepreneurs and those who run businesses have to have vision. And that's what makes them unique. They're able to take risk and step out of their comfort zone with a vision and see that come about. And I think that's what the town needs right now. It's been focused on smaller issues that honestly for our future aren't that important. And I do think we could stop wasting some time on some of these national platforms that in Boone really don't have a huge effect. And I understand standing behind those as just a common practice, but not as something that a day-to-day decision making on the council should be focusing their time with. And I think some of that comes from just being in a university town and, you know, trying to be a voice to the people that aren't heard. And I think that's good, but I don't know if that's the council's job. I think we should be really implementing some things on the ground and getting some decisions made. So,
as you mentioned, vision in these kind of circles, vision requires dollars to get things executed. What are some of your budget priorities that you bring into this conversation?
Regarding the budget, I think we have an opportunity in the reassessments of our property values. We have a lot of reevaluation going on in the county and the town. That's not going to account for huge projects, but it's still something that I think we need to be really frugal with and good stewards of, because as we know, the real estate market has changed dramatically, and it's not a bubble, in my opinion. This is a market that is from supply and demand. This is not from practices that some banks are doing on loans. This is people wanting to be here in the high country and other places where people are getting out of the city to be into places they love and enjoy as families, where they can get outside and do the things they've always wanted to do and are able to work remotely more and more now. I think we need to look at our tax values and that money that's going to start coming in and really earmark that for some great projects that otherwise we might not be able to do, like beautification of the downtown and parks and some really neat streetscapes, even for our neighborhoods, our residential neighborhoods, creating some neat branding for the town just with each neighborhood and landscaping, that sort of thing. But I think that's a big thing that I want to look at is tax reevaluation money coming in and try to be a good steward of that. So.
Now, you talked a little bit before in discussing the relationship with as a town council member toward a number of constituents. As far as accessibility to the citizens of the community, what are your thoughts on what the proper role of a town council member is in terms of being a sounding board for some, being a conduit of information for some, and being there to be supportive to staff as well? How do you view your own accessibility in those regards?
I do plan to be very accessible, and I want, as part of my campaign and getting out and canvassing neighborhoods, I do want to hear from the people. And I think that's very important to be a sounding board. And I think right now, people are not able to come to these council meetings because of everything being virtual. And I think that's a problem. And I know we have COVID, we have all this going on, but we need to figure out a way where the people feel like they're being heard. And I'm not sure a Zoom call and them getting on the Zoom with the town is the same as in person. And I'm hoping at some point we can maybe get back to that and give encouragement to our locals to get out and make their voice known at these meetings. That's what we're here for. We're here for them. We want to know what their issues are, and we want to hear them and talk through it and figure out good practical solutions. And I also feel the same with our town staff. We want to be behind them and really encouraging them. And so we want to be able to listen to their needs, where the things have been problematic in the past for them and their jobs, and figuring out how to make them feel free and have, let them have vision, let them come to us with ideas and not be afraid that something might happen or any sort of backlash. And I think I'm excited about getting out into the neighborhoods and meeting my neighbors and talking to them about what makes them tick. You know, what is it about Boone that they love, and what are the things that they could see as opportunities for us that we can really get behind it and help them enjoy their town even more.
We'll save the most obvious question for last here, as we deal with all aspects of COVID-19 here in the community here for the last 18 months. You've got the COVID health issue that's out there. You've also got the economic realities of what COVID has done to the community. As a council member, how do you envision balancing that?
So I think, you know, I told you originally I got into this because of some business owners coming to me and talking about me and some other guys running who are also business owners. And it was around, initially it was around COVID that they were feeling frustration and feeling that the mandates that were coming down were overly oppressive to businesses and we're not engaging the businesses to see what they needed and how they could help. And I feel like that was a big mistake. And I don't want to see us go back to that, no matter how bad COVID gets and these variants, anything that happens. I don't think we need to make decisions based in fear. And I do think we need to take care of our people. I mean, the role of government, one of the great roles of government is security of the people and the well-being of the people. But I also believe that includes businesses, and businesses should be able to make some of these decisions on their own, in my belief. And I do think we have a governor that has, you know, come with some great, I feel like he's been timely in the way he's released these mandates. And I think following suit is fine, but to have even more restrictive ones, we need to really wait and balance the voice of businesses and make sure it's not hurting them, because it did. It hurt businesses for quite a few months. And even now, a lot of us with employment, but now there's still issues with businesses. And our local businesses are the backbone of our economy. And we have to listen to them and figure out a way to do this in a way that doesn't hurt them. And also gives, I feel like, more of a coherence in the high country. I mean, you go from one town to the next 15 minutes away and there's not a mandate. And so the tourists and people coming here are not, they don't understand, you know, why are we having to wear a mask here? And then we go up here and we don't have to wear a mask, and it doesn't make sense. And so back to common sense, we need to figure out a better way to do this because it's, I don't think the way it's being done is really helping. I think it's hurting, and it's based on individuals who are fearful and extra careful around COVID. And those individuals need to understand they're representing the people, not themselves and their own fears. And so that's just my take on it. And I hope we have a council that can really listen to the people and the businesses locally and make good decisions.
Ben, in about a minute or so, anything that you'd like to add in summary and any closing thoughts?
Just to say thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to meet with you, and thank you just in general for all that you do. You're a great voice in this community, and I really appreciate what you do. And I know it's a very tiring job and sometimes thankless. And I think you're doing good things for our businesses and our locals. I'm very excited about this possibility of being on the council, and I'm going to give it everything I've got. And hopefully the locals will get out and vote and make their voice known.
Well, we appreciate the kind words on behalf of our whole staff, and we look forward to talking to you again in October as we continue some of these discussions. So best of luck to you, and we'll speak again soon.
Thanks, David.